Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, and welcome to Marty Oakley TS Radio Voices Care for Animals number 163. We got an awesome guest coming on tonight. All these shows for the last almost over three years have been so successful, and I can't thank everybody enough for all you're doing out there, all the former guests, all the callers, all the listeners. We have got it going on, and I wanted to make a special announcement. My name is Debbie Dahmer, and I am the host of Voices Care for Animals, and I want to just go over a couple things. Here's the special announcement for tonight. Tonight is the last show, the final show for 2017. This is the grand finale, and I hope we're going to be rocking the airways. And it's also my last show on Blog Talk Radio, and I'm going to miss all of you. And I don't know what I'm doing for 2018 yet, if I'm going to open my own show or if I don't just leave the radio, period. It is a lot of aggravation and stress, you know, and fighting for the animals it is, and it shouldn't be. We all should come together as one and do our part because, you know, pressing like on Facebook and making comments, that's fine, but call your politicians, please. That's what makes it happen. You know, we have to come together with them. All these organizations out there have to connect to the politicians to get laws created or changed or modified. So we all have to come together as a team. I'm going to give you a couple numbers to call. If you know, you should get the time, take some time. Area code 202-224-3121. And that area code is 202-224-3121. You press 1 to find your senator. Press 2 for your state representative. And it'll ask you for your zip code. Put your zip code in. It'll lead you right to them. You can call 24/7, 365 days a year. And, you know, express yourself. You know, your voice counts. My voice counts. Everybody's voices counts out there. So don't ever think it doesn't. Because it does. You know, do your part. Whether it's 15 minutes a week, an hour, it's amazing what I can do in an hour of helping out the animals or the elderly, the children, whatever is necessary. My timeline is nothing but helping out, you know, advocacy. I don't use it for personal use. You know, there's too many hackers out there and cyber bullies, so I don't want to be a target. And plus, this time is more meaningful because they don't have to know all my business on Facebook like a diary. So everyone, please do your part. I want to go ahead and thank some groups here on Facebook. Take Action, Help Ban Animal Gas Chambers, Holly Smith and Megan Mason. Thank you so much for helping me promote all my shows every week. It's teamwork is what it takes. Help fight the war against all animal cruelty. Debbie Eisman, Evelyn Pendle, admin on their page. Voice for Animals on Facebook. The ones I'm reading, all these shows are archived, so if you want to go back to any of these shows, you can get a lot of information and, you know, write it down, do what you need to do. The Paul's Call Show, Leanne Webster. Thank you so much, Leanne. Paul's in the law. Beth Sheehan. Every week, all these pages, big Facebook pages, check them out. See what you can do to help out. Fans of Animal Rights, Arlene, what all you guys are doing is tremendous. All of you. Voices Care for Animals support group on Facebook. That's going to continue on, and I'm going to continue to, you know, speak out for the animals and elderly and everything. Google Plus, Voices of Animals, there's another one. We got on Twitter, Voice of Animals, Sean Walters, can't thank you enough. All you Facebook friends out there that's also, you know, sharing, promoting, Twitter, Pinterest, LinkedIn, Google Plus, you're outstanding. And I couldn't do without all of you guys. I wanted to bring someone on air that's been with me since the time at the beginning, and from Voices Care for Animals number one, her name is Deb Potamano, and she has been there helping me promote my shows every week. And I mean, she goes, going out at Facebook jail left and right, getting kicked off Facebook, but she is a survivor. Deb Potamano, welcome to Voices Care for Animals.
Thank you, Debbie.
I wanted to thank you on air for all you've been through, because I've been suspended too. And thank you for all your help. And we're going to stay in touch. This is not a goodbye, okay?
So, yeah, definitely.
I wish you
all the best.
Thank you. You know, and I asked her to put her selfie on Facebook so I could share and put Wanted Dead or Alive by Facebook, because she's speeding through groups so fast. but anyway, Deb, I wanted to thank you and keep doing what you're an awesome advocate and friend. And I, you know, it's awesome what you're doing. You know, I see we're working as a team. So let's keep doing that. You know, I'm not disappearing. I'm just, you know, going off the radio, and I don't know what's going on in 2018. Almost in 2016. It goes so fast.
And, I know.
But anyway, I'm gonna put you back here, and I got a couple more things to go over before I bring the guest on. Okay.
Okay. Thank you, Debbie, and best of luck.
Thank you so much.
We'll
Animal
be in
Warrior
touch
Sister.
Anyway.
We will. And stay out of Facebook jail, okay?
I'm working on it.
I'm trying to, so, you know, I'm trying my best. So, hey, Facebook, if you hear us, please leave us alone and let's advocate for the animals and elderly.
That's right.
Deserve, you know, so pass that selfie picture, okay?
Okay, I will. Make a good poster.
I know you are, but I will be in touch, okay?
Okay, thanks, Debbie.
And also, everybody, I got this I'm involved in on Foundation Aiding the Elderly. I was in their newsletter 2017 December. If you want to check that out, it's on page 2 of the newsletter. It's on my father, a former professional wrestler from WWF, WWE, where he was severely neglected in a nursing home back in 08. It's 9.5 years later, and we're still going through this. He was severely neglected, really bad. He was only supposed to go in there for 128 days and didn't return home. He had dementia, and when he could go in, he walked, talked, and fed himself. When he came out, when the family demanded him out of there, and it didn't start this way first. He had bed sores, stage 4 down to the bone, malnutrition, dehydration, lost 32 pounds in 8 weeks. Both rodeo caps were turned from where they dropped him and didn't let the family know until 8 weeks, or I'm sorry, 4 days later. Lost 32 pounds. This list is horrific, and it's all of it was preventable, and they're saying short staffing. My mother won the lawsuit back in the November of 2012 for the commissary. The punitive damages got repealed 3 times, and the nursing home lost. Now, here we are, and that was back in June of 2015. I am in the letter for the statutes. Got with and a big thank you to Senator Gary Farmer, Representative Amber Marino, Families for Better Care, Brian Lee, Carol Herman, Foundation Aiding the Elderly. This list is huge. David Martin of Producer Investigator, the Dahmer Family and Friends. Please check out this article because, hey, we're relentless, okay? And this to support all you Florida residents out there, please call Senator Joe Negron, area code 772-219-1665. Or toll free 888-759-0791. Tell him to urge the House committee to get ultimate attention on the Florida Senate Bill 896 that includes generators, repeal of the two Florida statutes, which were required my mandated my mother to pay 50% of the punitive damages awarded by the jury to help improve the quality of care in nursing homes. So, everyone, please support all you Florida residents. Even send this Senate Bill 896 to any 49 states in the United. And just send it to them. Ask them to be a copycat because this is improvement in our nursing homes. Please do your part because my mother was on the news a couple weeks ago, CBS 12 News. You can see that video, and I cried my eyes out. I want to give her a big thank you out there, Mom, for listening in tonight. Because the fight continues, the tomahawk chop lives on. My dad, Chief White Owl, former wrestler, we're going to make sure he didn't die in vain. I love him. May God bless him. And we're going to keep going here because we're going to get all this support, everyone we need. So, everyone, please do your part. He does have a Facebook page, Chief White Owl Pro Wrestling Legend. On Facebook, I do have a petition on causes, Chief White Owl's laws, different laws and harsher penalties for nursing homes. We know there's good nursing homes out there. We know there's bad. Let's bring the bad up to the good. It's the right thing to do because we're all on this earth temporarily, and we never know we're going to end up there. Even the elderly need our help. And once this happens, we'll see them jumping out of the bed because their lives are going to change for the better. But I want to go ahead, everyone. I want to bring the guest on tonight. She is awesome, okay? She's a former media specialist from the Humane Society of the United States. And she helped me with so many guests on Voices Carry for Animals. We never talked on the phone. We just had emails. And, I mean, I'm counting up like 10 shows. And she's incredible, and she's with the White Coast Waste Project, and I want to say a big hello out there to my son, Sean. He's also listening, Elizabeth. He's out there. Hi, Sean.
Great.
I hope you enjoy the show and everything, and you and Fran. Thank you. And Nevaeh. Hi, Nevaeh. And I want to say somebody special in my heart, Naldo, special. I mean, he's incredible. He's from Brazil. That's where I'm calling in from right now. And sending love, kisses, hugs. The world needs more of. So, hello, Naldo. I'm glad you're listening in. But I'm going to go ahead and bring my guest on tonight, Elizabeth Walker, White Coat Waste Project Press Secretary. How are you doing, Elizabeth? Welcome
I'm
to Voice
really
Care
well.
For Animals.
Finally. Thank you so much for having me on.
Hey, you're so welcome, and thank you for hooking me up all those Humane Society of the United States guests.
Absolutely. I was happy to, and I know this is your last show, so I feel very special. Thank you for letting me be on, and I'll miss listening to your show.
Yeah, and you know what? And I'm going to make a special announcement for Marty Oakley at the end of the show. And I hope she's listening in. I can't find her. She might be behind door number one. I don't know. But, yeah, I'm going to – at the end of the show, but I have something very special and meaningful to say to her. So I hope you stay tuned. And Lois Newman, her sister's listening in, Elizabeth. She's a great supporter of this show. So, but you want to go ahead and tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got started with White Coat Waste Project. Go right ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. So White Coat Waste Project, we say we are a coalition of more than 350,000 Republicans, Democrats, liberty lovers, and animal lovers who who all agree that taxpayers should not be forced to pay over $15 billion every year. That's $15 billion with a B, every year for these wasteful experiments on dogs, cats, monkeys, and other animals. So that really appealed to me, that White Coat Waste Project is really filling a void by improving transparency and accountability for these taxpayer-funded experiments.
Mm-hmm. That's a lot of money. And what gets me, I mean, $15 billion, that is bizarre.
Yeah.
That's astronomical, because it's just...
Estimate, but the truth is that there isn't a lot of transparency, and some federal agencies make it purposefully difficult to know how much is being spent. So that's sort of a conservative estimate, $15 billion every year. And, you know, taxpayers have a right to know where their money is going.
They have a right. I mean, we got some wasteful spending going on, and we need to get control of them, because while these animals, you know, because we're all on this earth temporarily, including the animals, and they should have the rights, just like they have every right to be here. We can't hide them and, you know, sweep them under the carpet. They should be seen and noticed, put it in the spotlight, just like the children and the elderly. And do something.
Yeah.
Let them live their lives peacefully. You know, compassion, dignity, respect. And I see some of these photos of animal testing, Elizabeth, and it's terrible. I mean, it's gut-wrenching. What they got to go through. You know, it's not right. So it's
and what a lot of people don't know, Debbie, is that the federal government is the leading funder of animal testing in the United States. So it's not really who you think it is. It's not the pharmaceutical industry. It's not cosmetics companies. The federal government outspends those private industries by about 2 to 1. So you and I are being forced to pay for these animal experiments that we really know nothing about. We're being forced to pay $15 to $20 billion for these animal experiments at government agencies like the National Institutes of Health, and the Department of Veterans Affairs, which we can get into later.
That is terrible. And it says in an article, and everybody, this show is coming live from the PPJ Gazette online, www.ppjg.me. There's a big article on this. There's links on there that you can press on to get to their website and Facebook page. There is a call to action petition on there. If you could please sign it and get it through. Some people say that the petitions don't work. I've seen them work, and I see them not work because there's not enough signatures. So please do your part, you know, because it says our work has been profiled by Washington Post, Science, U.S. News and World Report, Fox News, L.A. Times, The Blaze, Associated Press, and Daily Caller. So... everybody, urge your Congress members to co-sponsor the Preventing Unkind and Painful Procedures and Experiments on Respected Species Puppers Act, H.R. 3197, to stop taxpayers' money from being spent on the VA's wasteful and cruel dog experiments. So everyone, please, you know, pass it along. Just don't sign it. Just pass it to your family members, your neighbors, co-workers. You know, because the more voices out there, Elizabeth, the better. Everybody comes together. You know, and you'll see faster change when you contact
people can go to whitecoatwaste.org. That's our website, whitecoatwaste.org. And you can click on a little icon that says take action, and it'll be right there. But it sounds like you posted it yourself as well. Thank you so much for doing that.
Yes, I did. Usually
when
I check out websites and see a petition, I will get on there and sign it. You know, I never bypass it. So it's like, okay, you know, because we got to do something. We the people of the United States, you know, own America, not the government. So when we contact the government, we should be polite and professional. That's what I always do. you know, whether it's an email or a call, because they are the big dogs, okay? So once you convince them, just like with this Senate Bill 896 from 2.5 years ago, I've been taking that on. You know, I've been with Families for Better Care and Foundation Aiding the Elderly, the Representative Amber Marino, Senator Gary Farmer. Mm-hmm. We've all come together as a team, okay, under one, to get this thing in legislation when it went in November the 14th, you know, to help improve nursing homes. So it was all teamwork. I can't say no, it was me. It was teamwork, you know, come all together as one. And you know that from where you're at, you know, checking it out and saying, hey, I stepped up to the plate. I'm going to help these animals out and, you know, let them live their lives in dignity and respect, because they can't fight back. You know, they they can't call up this radio station and say, hey, I need some help, or call the police. They can't do that. So just like the elderly and the children, they're so similar, you know, defenseless, helpless, voiceless, and it just, they can't do it. So we have to do it for them. And what you're doing, Elizabeth, is wonderful. I mean, it's like it needs attention. And I seen a article that was just put out on, I seen it on your the website, in fact. And I'll read it to you. White Coast Waste Product. Everybody check out on Facebook, because they got some good information on there, and even on the website I've checked out. This was posted 11 hours ago. USA Today cover story, gruesome VA dog testing draws outrage. See, that the name outrage means there was a lot of people getting on the phones, writing emails. That's what we got to do. Right, Elizabeth?
Yeah. And what's so great about this media attention is that, first of all, taxpayers didn't know about it, and most Americans, most taxpayers are opposed to funding these animal experiments, and, you know, they're being forced to pay for these experiments even though they don't want to, and these agencies themselves, the NIH, the National Institutes of Health, admits that testing on animals is ineffective. It's 95% of animal tests don't even translate to humans. So, it's just obviously a really inefficient and wasteful and cruel way to spend taxpayer dollars.
Yeah. And taxpayers should be involved, because, you know, it's part of we're paying taxes for it. Know what your taxes are going. Don't just turn a blind eye and say, I don't know and I don't care. It should be known. $10 billion, that's a lot of cha-ching, everybody. And all you taxpayers out there, it's time to cut wasteful spending and where Americans come first, you know, our military comes first, okay? Our children come first, our elderly come first, our animals. And then go to the outside world, you know, other countries and stuff. Because that's where, you know, take care of us first. That's the main thing here. You know, that's, I always believe that and always will. Because if we don't, we're going to run into more problems and more problems. And it's just going to increase. And with these animals, you know, a lot of them are, I can't believe how much is going on from all these shows, how much abuse and neglect is going on. And is it, what excuse is there? There is none. And, you know, to look at, and everyone, I'm going to be taking calls here in a few minutes for our guest, Elizabeth Walker, press secretary for White Coats Waste Project. The area code is 917-388-4520. And you can also listen by the same phone number, but the area code is 917-388-4520. I've tried to refrain from any noises in the background, TVs, radios, conversations. You're more than welcome to come on board, because all shows are archived. This is the grand finale, so let's blow up the airways with the animals. Wait a minute, I better reward that. Hey, I forgot to tell you. So anyway, Elizabeth, you know, if we don't stand up for them, who's going to do it? It's like the children, the elderly, you know. What gets
right,
me, everybody?
Exactly.
I did shows for the elderly out there with Marty co-hosting, and I was very shocked and, you know, it was appalled at how not they don't get that many attention. You know, they get pretty much on the back burner. There's hardly no groups on Facebook or, you know, pages, and we're all going to become elderly if God's willing, you know. So as it looks, it's an ugly picture out there. That's the way I'm looking at it, you know. So with these animals, they should all be together, you know. Hey, protect them all. Protect them all.
Mm-hmm.
Safety, prevention, awareness. And that's what this show is all about. I can't make no changes. You know, I'm telling everybody, hey, contact your representatives because that's what we got to do. You know, I'm not a state representative. You know, I'm not, you know, state representative Deborah Dahmer. You know, I wish I was.
Monday.
There'll be a lot of changes. Or the president, President Deborah Dahmer. There we go. Yep. So, yep. So, you know, what we got to do, we could all do better because 2018 is coming and a lot of these problems are going rolling over, you know?
Yeah.
And
then
some
of
them have been here since the 20th century. But you want to go ahead and give out your website and your Facebook page and any information
you
got?
Absolutely.
Go ahead.
Yeah. So, our organization, our website is whitecoatwaste.org. And you can look us up by that name on Facebook and Twitter. And we have a change.org petition up. And on the website, whitecoatwaste.org, you can click on a little icon that says take action. And you can contact your Congress members through that. Like you said, Debbie, there's the Puppers Act. And you can tell Congress to end the VA's maximum pain experiments on dogs, which is our major campaign.
Mm-hmm. And that's great there. So HR 3197, everybody, let's see some changes because if we don't, these problems are going to get worse. And we want to see that $15 million taxpayer money disappear, you know.
Right.
And that's animals to
there's
safety
better ways
freedom.
To spend that money. So,
that's right. You know, because what is it, like $20 trillion in debt right now? I mean, I could just imagine by the year 2050.
Right.
I'm even here. Hopefully I'm not. The way this world is, you look out there and it's like a total nightmare. You know? It's terrible. And there's good things about it, but then there's got all these issues happening. You know, so this is good, though, that you're doing this. And thank you, White Coat Waste Project, for all you're doing out there because making a difference. That's what we're doing, Elizabeth. We're making a positive difference. We're bringing the negative into the positive, you know?
Right.
It can't be done.
Yep.
So anybody wants to call in, area code 917-388-4520. We are taking calls. Press 1 in the queue if you're in there. We've got a packed house, full house tonight, Elizabeth. So I noticed a lot of guests calling in. Hold on 1 second, okay?
Sure.
We got a caller calling in from, hold on 1 second. Let me get this right. Area code 505, you're live and on the air. You have any comments or questions for Elizabeth, please? Go right ahead.
Hello?
Hi.
Hey, can you hear me? Oops, hold on.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hi, Debbie. This is Dawn Stanford from BustersVision.org. BustersVisionOnprofit.org. I'm doing well, thank you. How are you doing?
Hey, so far so good. Thanks for calling in. And audience out there, Dawn was a guest on the show. I didn't know what show it was, but she was a guest on Buster's Vision, so check her out. You know, and it was a great show. They've been on several times. Bobby Evanson. Yeah.
Yes.
It was great. So go right ahead.
Yes.
Do you have any comments or questions?
Well, I have comments. not really any questions, I don't think, but I just, well, I just want to say that what I think what you're doing is a great thing, because I loathe animal testing. That is one thing that bothers me the most in this world. Dog fighting is the other one, but that's not about this show. So, but I absolutely loathe animal testing, because and they mostly do it on beagles. They do it on dogs cats. They mostly do it on beagles, because beagles are so friendly and they're so docile and loyal, and they will do, or they will let you do whatever you want to them. And that's why they choose mm-hmm. beagles.
mm-hmm.
And I just, you know, there, something's got to be done about that. You know, because that's just terrible. There are other ways of testing products. You know, animal testing needs to go by the wayside, because it's ineffective. And it really doesn't relate to humans, and there are other means to test products and chemicals and things like that rather than on animals. And so I feel like, you know, we, the people of the United States and in the world, really, because it goes on in other countries too, need to do something about that. You know, call or write, email our senators, you know, lawmakers, that kind of thing, sign petitions, which I do. So I just wanted to say what I think that what you are doing is really, really, really great.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Yeah, you said it all. You summed it up perfectly. You're a much better spokesperson than I am. but yeah, absolutely. So the government itself admits that 95% of drugs and treatments that pass animal tests fail in humans, because they either don't work or they're dangerous. And you also look at the majority of Americans oppose animal testing, and they oppose their, you know, taxpayer dollars going towards animal testing. So, you know, no one is benefiting. No one is winning in this. So, yeah, absolutely. Hopefully this will be a thing of the past.
I hope so, too. And soon. Yeah. I mean, you know, it hasn't really it hasn't really gotten to the public yet. You know what I mean? Animal advocates know about it, okay? But the rest of the general population may not know about it. I mean, I know a lot of people do, but there are some that still don't even know about animal testing. For a long time, I didn't, you know, until I got involved in with Buster's Vision. And, well, I kind of knew about it before, but when I got involved with Buster's Vision, that's when it really hit me. And, you know, I've seen pictures of these dogs and cats. What happens to them when they test things on animals? And it's just terrible. So, you know, some lose their eyesight, you know, some lose an eye completely, you know, they're blind for life, or they're, you know, they die because, you know, what they're testing on them is not right, and they're not supposed to do that. It shouldn't be done, and it kills them. So, yes, I'm very opposed to that. So I don't like that at all.
Yeah, and you were you're totally right in saying that a lot of people don't even know this is happening, and that's certainly by design, because the Department of Veterans Affairs doesn't want to, you know, make this public, and they would rather people not know about it. So, yeah, the Department of Veterans Affairs is conducting painful experiments on beagle dogs, some beagle puppies as young as 6 months old. And these are maximum pain experiments they're doing on these beagle puppies.
That's
our job at
that
White
Voice
Project.
Sick.
Yeah. Yeah. So our work at White Coat Waste Project is all about exposing that waste and ending it, cutting off funding for those experiments because taxpayers don't want to bankroll that.
Right. No, absolutely. Okay. So you have a Facebook page and you have your organization.
We do.
I'm sorry, can you tell me again what that is?
It's White Coat Waste Project, and
okay.
Our website is whitecoatwaste.org. And
okay.
White Coat Waste Project, we are a taxpayer watchdog group. So
okay.
We are all about how taxpayers shouldn't be forced to pay over $15 billion every year for wasteful experiments on
right.
animals. Because it's inefficient, it's slow,
right.
it's expensive, and it's
yes.
cruel. It's painful for animals.
Right. Do you have petitions to sign on your website?
We do, yes. So go to
okay.
our website and
okay.
go to a tab called Take Action. And
right,
right. there you can
mm-hmm.
Contact your Congress member through there. It takes 30
okay.
seconds. You just sign your name.
Okay. That sounds good. I will do that.
Perfect.
Yeah,
Donnie, thank you so much.
Along. Yeah, pass it along because huh? you're in, I said pass it along because you're in that big group that you admin on.
Yes, yes, absolutely.
And,
I will pass it along. Oh, Jake, yeah, I'm the project manager over 4 Facebook pages, and they're just growing like crazy. And, I can pass the word to a lot. I can pass it to all my bus on my personal page, on my Buster's Vision groups, on several animal advocate pages or groups I belong to. I can do it there. I can do it on Pinterest, Twitter, and...
That is so wonderful.
Oh, and
thank
Google+.
You.
Thank
You're
you.
You're welcome.
Teamwork matters, you know that?
Yes, it does.
Plays an important role in getting changes made, you know. One person is going to kick the curve, you know, so everybody
absolutely.
Passes to
am...
you know, your relatives and, you know, your family,
mm-hmm.
neighbors, coworkers.
Right.
It's amazing
right,
how
absolutely.
Much. Yeah. So.
Yeah. You know, I am a very loud voice for mistreatment of animals, mistreatment of the elderly, and mistreatment of children. So,
yes, definitely. There's no
very
excuse
loud
for it.
Voice. So
we're lucky for that.
You
we're all lucky
loud.
For that.
You think yours is loud? Mine is. I've turned into a monster advocate. A good monster.
Right. You're funny, Debbie.
I try to be, you know, you got to cut the monotony and the stress.
Right.
Because,
you know, the
you
thing
know,
is.
We go through a lot. We see a lot of horrific
we do.
Videos and pictures. And,
exactly.
Oh,
that's just what I was about to say. You know, it can wear you down. I mean, I cry all the time when I see these videos and pictures. But that doesn't stop me from trying to help.
That's right. That's right. You know, it won't stop me. But,
right,
but,
it will
anyway,
not stop me from
Don,
trying
gonna,
to do
gonna,
all I can to help.
Yep, and you stay online, Dawn, because I got another caller.
Okay.
Ding dong, Avon calling. hold on a second. We got a caller calling in from area code 336. You're live and on the air. Welcome to Voices Care for Animals, number 163. You got any questions or comments for the guest, please? Right in.
Hey, how you doing? It's Donna Hughes.
Donna, how are you? How's everything going? Thank you for calling in.
My dogs
yes.
are really smart. They know when I'm being tethered to the phone that means I'm not paying attention to them. They decide it's when they need to act up and be rowdy.
My dogs do that too.
They start trying to distract me every kind of way. Let's have a barking contest, this sort of thing. Yeah, I'd just like to say thank you so much for all you do. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Elizabeth, that's another former guest of mine. Donna Hughes, singer, songwriter. She's got some YouTube videos. She's awesome. She's been on several times. Thank you, Donna. And
are you from North Carolina?
I sure am.
Oh,
I love
so am
Mississippi.
I.
Oh, are you? Where are you from?
Winston-Salem.
Oh, that's not far from me. That's about 30 minutes away.
You must live in Greensboro.
I live in Trinity, actually.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah,
awesome. That's wonderful.
Yeah. But, you know, you guys were talking about beagles, and I was sitting there cuddling with my beagle when you guys were talking about beagles.
Oh, see, I had a beagle, and he passed away in January of 2013 of lymphatic cancer.
Oh, I'm so, so sorry to hear that.
Yeah, he was a rescue beagle, and, you know, I rescued him from a shelter, and he I had him 10 and a half years. I'm sorry. I got him when he was 8 weeks old, and I had him for 10 and a half years.
Oh, wow.
And
my beagle,
I lived for that dog. I loved him so much. My life revolved around that dog.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, mine does too. My beagle's name is Bingo, and he came from a shelter as well. And when I got him, he had a terrible case of heartworms. And he does still cough, but they did cure him of the heartworms. They said we can cure we can get rid of the heartworms, but we can't cure the damage necessarily.
Yeah.
So funny, though. I mean, it's not, well, I guess it's not funny, but it's cute. He's actually crippled. He's got something going on with his back legs, and he hobbles and waddles, you know, and people say, what's he doing? You know, it looks like he's getting ready to squat or something, but it's just so cute. I mean, it's just cute as can be. They are very, what she said was right, they are very docile and just go along with whatever. And it is heartbreaking that they test on them because of that and take advantage of
very heartbreaking.
They're just precious. But Bingo, he rides on the four-wheeler with me in a little basket, and everybody in the neighborhood knows him. Look forward to him coming
Bingo.
Around.
That's so cute. My dog's name was Buster.
Buster.
Yeah.
I know you really miss them.
That's adorable. I do.
Wow. Oh, man. But they are great dogs. They really are.
They are.
Well, Debbie, thank you so much for having such a great guest on.
Hey, you're one of them that's been on.
Yeah, thank you so much too, Debbie, for having such a great guest on.
Well,
great guests.
We can all be. My passion is getting people to stop chaining up their dogs.
Oh, yes, mine too.
That's true, yep.
You're driving me nuts.
Yeah, me too.
Out in the snow
Definitely.
Or hot weather, that is ridiculous.
Yes,
you know,
it is.
Get rid of them. And Donna has your videos on YouTube is very sad. It will get you tears in your eyes. Just on YouTube, everybody, just search Donna Hughes, H-U-G-H-E-S, and you'll see her
Donna
videos.
Hughes on YouTube. Okay.
Yep.
I'll
subscribe
to that.
I can even request friends from, you know, to join friends, because I've done it with so many guests. They've come together, teamed up. I mean, it is awesome. I have met
this
radio station so many. I mean, you could tell 5,000 friends on Facebook and 1,100 followers and on this one, you know, so it's getting out there. You know, this it's awesome. Teamwork, you know, spread the word.
That's
so,
right.
Yep, so I'll connect you as, you know, send you a friend request, you know, when you suggest friends or whatever, I'll do that.
Yeah. Perfect. Thank you.
No problem. And Donna, thanks for all you're doing, because you got that petition and everything. And we're
on 52,000 people on it now, which is great.
All right, I'll keep passing that, because not everybody's on Facebook same times a day, so you'll see stuff coming through my timeline, you know, a lot of times and everything. So,
mine too. I'm usually up late at night, so people don't see my posts until the next day, because I'm usually up late at night posting and signing and whatnot.
That's great.
You know, these, they're open, you know, Facebook and all, Twitter and everything is open 24/7. So you can, you know, catch the night owls, give it to them. You know?
Yep. That would be me. Yep.
Twitter and, you know, Google Plus.
Yep.
Just keep it going. That's what we got to do.
Absolutely.
Some of them actually stopped, you know. And they work. They just, the petition holders have to take it and, you know, download the signatures and take it to the representatives and do what's needed. Make them calls,
right,
everybody, because it's so important. Write them emails. You know, take the time, because all lives matter, including all the animals. So if we don't stand up for them, just like the elderly. Once we hit the being the elderly, if God's willing, who's going to stand up for us? Okay, that's what we got to look at, because they were once our age, so now we're going to walk in their path, and we're going to be their age, if God's willing. So,
yeah.
And there's Alzheimer's. There's no cure for out there. Dementia.
Oh, I know. My uncle has Alzheimer's.
Oh, so it can happen to all of us, you know. So you can't say never. You know. So
if you're from Winston-Salem, you know about the neighboring county, Davidson County, and we've had a really tough battle there. The commissioners there are the most hard-headed and stubborn, backwards people on the planet. We've gone.
Yeah, I know. I don't live there anymore. I live in Texas right now, but yeah, I know all about it.
Dozens of times, and they're just so hard-headed.
Yes, they are.
And so I've been sharing, you know, addresses to, I mean, not their addresses, but their mailing addresses, like through the commissioner's board, with the animal people that I know, and the petition that I have with 52-some thousand signatures on it. And I think that they honestly are starting to break just a little bit, because I'm sure these people are writing some ugly letters, because they actually have some improvement. They've had some kind of amendment lately for animals, but there's a long way to go. They're still letting people chain their dogs.
Yeah. Well, you have to be patient and you have to be persistent.
Yes, that's right.
Keep going and keep going and keep going and keep going, no matter what, for all of these things. Animals, elderly, children, everybody.
Yes.
Disabled people, you know.
Yes,
sometimes
yes.
Disabled people are treated horribly, too. And, you know, veterans, oh, don't even get me started on that. You know, the government does not take care of veterans of the United States. Some of them are homeless. How is that? They serve their country, and now they're homeless? That's, I can't say that word on the radio, so.
What is it, the F-bomb?
Yes. That's F-bomb BS.
A-bomb? Which one is it?
F-bomb BS. You got it?
Yes, I got it.
What does that mean? Someone's telling me.
I almost said that out loud too, and then I just stopped myself. Thank God I did.
You're gonna get the show.
I am live on the radio.
Hey, it's the last reader. We might as well do the grand finale.
I can help with that if you guys need help. Can I piggyback off the point you just made about military veterans not receiving the care that they need? So my organization, White Coat Waste Project, we're working on ending these dog experiments at the Department of Veterans Affairs, and military veterans are especially supportive of our efforts, because all these military veterans organizations are coming out saying, you know, they can't even get a doctor's appointment at the VA, yet the VA is using space, money, time, resources for these awfully cruel and ineffective experiments on dogs. You know, when veterans groups are saying that money is better spent giving them the services that they need.
Yes, I agree. Definitely.
They need to get, you know, there's so many issues out there, you know, just like Don and
Sage.
I mean, we got this too many issues and not enough action takers. That's what we need. Cross over this way, help out this way, because we're going into 2018 and there's a lot of issues that's rolling over, just like the, you know, just like the 20 cent sets. Because every minute, you know, day, week, month, an animal is suffering, that's way too much. You know, so we gotta, just like us, if we get a headache, we're running for aspirin. Okay, so we got to think about, hey, what that animal is going through, because they suffer pain and suffering just like we do. And
absolutely,
you know, they just can't yell. You know, we scream or whatever and yell out, but they need more protection for them, more rights.
Absolutely,
let the rights be granted, not denied. You know, because they
absolutely
they have a animal being. You know, just like we're humans.
And I absolutely love what the Beagle Freedom Project is doing.
Yeah, can you tell the audience what the what that is? That way they'll know.
Beagle
and audience
Freedom
out
Project.
There, if you could please take some information here. All these shows that, you know, once this show goes off tonight, go back and, you know, just go on Blog Talk Radio, search Voices Care for Animals. Because all these shows are recorded live and archived on Blog Talk Radio. There's a lot of good information on there to pass along. Take care of phone numbers, email addresses, and just search Voices Care for Animals or put my name in Debbie Dahmer or TS Radio. They'll pop up. Just click the link, wait a minute to download, and it will play. And on the left side of the screen, there is social media icons you can share to. Facebook, Twitter, I don't think there's one that you can't share it to. I mean, it's all on WordPress, Pinterest, all of them. So just do your part, because all these shows have been so much. I mean, I'm going to miss them, you know, and it's there. And at least they're all archived. I can go back and hit some, you know, get some information myself, because some of it's so shocking and just appalling what is going on out there from every angle. But all these great guests, Donna, Don, this list goes on, and I'm gonna when I get on, you know, amazing, 163 successful shows. That's over 300 one. Okay, so
congratulations.
Thank you. Absolutely, congratulations.
That's quite an accomplishment.
You're doing a great job, Debbie.
Thank you.
Yeah,
doing my best. This is, you know, whatever I can do to help, you know, whatever it takes, because that's what it takes, teamwork. Teamwork rocks.
Yes.
Kindness rocks.
Teamwork rocks. Yes.
Christmas comes. Go adopt. Don't shop, you know, a pet in a shelter. Go help save a life. You know, help them out.
Right.
Spread the word, because they need, you know, there's a lot of them putting on death row. They don't even have a chance, you know, to get adopted out, rescued to safety. So it's not just have them for Christmas, have them for life, you know, because that's what they deserve. You see any animals out there, if you see animal cruelty out there, report it, please. Step in them animals' paws or, you know, feet or whatever, and call the police, 911, or do something. Because if you don't, it's just going to get worse. And that animal suffering, the animal doesn't want to go through that, and neither do we. So do your part, everyone. Put a little love in your heart and do your part, because they deserve it.
Absolutely. So this is the last show of the year. When is your? Are you going to be back in January?
No, I'm not. I'm not sure what I'm going to do yet. If I'm going on my own show or if I'm just going to get off the radio completely. I mean, it's just on a good note, you know.
Yes.
I going to do. I mean, I'm still going to advocate on social media and stuff like that.
Right.
And I hope I come back in, you know, next year, because if I do, all of you will, because I'm having guests come in for 2018. This line is huge, okay? So it's kind of hard, you know, to say, oh, I'm not going to do the radio. I haven't told them confirmation that I'm not coming back. So
I understand.
I have them lined up. Like last December, I had them lined up till May. You know, May come, was October. And I really, you know, it was, you know, communication. Hey, you want to get on the show and send them an invitation? And, you know, now they're lining up. So I see them coming in, and, you know, everybody out there, all you know that's lining up to want to be on the show for 2018, please be patient, because I'm not going to tell you no. I'm getting off the radio. I just have to make a decision. And Donna,
mm-hmm.
Donna,
no, I understand.
And the rest of you, I would like to have, if I do do this, have you come back in 2018. Because,
okay.
You know, I just don't like having a guest on one time and saying goodbye. Like seeing
right.
You know, progress and teamwork. You know, you get friends
right.
And together and stay in touch. And I think that's great.
Right.
Help each other out and do that.
Absolutely.
So hopefully, everybody, I do get it together in several weeks. So if you know anybody that will help me create a show, because my girl Marty
oh,
is very busy, I could do the rest, but not that part, you know, because she's been
right.
So helpful, you know, helped me to produce my own shows and let
mm-hmm.
me have access to the PPJ Gazette and promos. She has shown me so much. I mean, running
mm-hmm.
a studio board. You know, taking calls. She has made a huge monster advocate out of me. Thank
right.
you, Marty. So
yeah.
we're going to stay friends. You know, she helped me out and we come together. She knew she could trust
right.
me. You know, but anyway, we're down to call 3 minutes here, ladies. And thank you, Deb Potivano, for coming on air. Thank you for all you've done. Everybody, this is my last show tonight. And I, like I said, I'll give a decision in several weeks what I'm going to do. Don, thank you so much for calling in, a former guest for Buster's Vision. And Donna
mm-hmm.
Hughes, singer-songwriter. Thank you, Donna.
Thank you.
And keep and all
you.
Keep in touch with me, okay? And everything.
Okay.
I'm going to miss you. And hopefully my decision is coming up. I'm going to start another radio station. And all of you, all you audience out there, I hope you jump aboard, okay? And I'll let everybody
know. Let us
know
when you do that.
I will. I sure will.
Okay.
And but I want to thank everybody. I want a big thank you to Marty Oakley out there. I don't see her in the queue. But thank you, Marty, for all you've done for me. We're going to stay in touch. And everything, and teaching me everything on the radio that I know, and all you've done, been a good friend to me. And so let's stay in touch, and thank you for all you're doing. Marty has shows on Thursday night, Whistleblowers, everybody. Monday night is Guardianship Abuse, Elder Abuse. On Monday night, and Debbie Coffey has Wild Horse and Burro Radio on Wednesday nights. Wild Horse Wednesday. She is the vice president of Wild Horse and Murrow Radio. Wow, but she comes on at like 8 or 9 p.m. Eastern time. Okay, so just check out the PPJ Gazette online, and on the right hand column there'll be a follow. You can subscribe, and every time you do that, a new article or a podcast will be delivered right to your email. And it will alert you. And that's same on Blog Talk Radio. But everybody, this is the final show for 2017 grand finale. Voices Care for Animals. If I do keep it, I am keeping the name Voices Care for Animals. I gave it that name. Marty did the logo. I couldn't think. It's a beautiful. Has blue in it. And it's awesome. But thank you to Marty Oakley, Blog Talk Radio, the PPJ Gazette, all former guests, callers, and audience supporters. Wishing everyone a very Merry Christmas and a better, happier, and safer New Year 2018. And all you listeners out there, I will keep you informed. Follow my Facebook page. I am on other social media sites, Twitter, LinkedIn, Google+, Pinterest. So whatever you have to do to keep in contact with me, to keep up on the update of what I'm going to do here. And remember, Paul in hand, united we stand against all animal cruelty and neglect across the land. May God bless you all. I'm going to miss you all. And remember, be safe. There's going to be a lot of United States postal workers out there. They go up to them saying thank you. They're working long, hard hours. UPS, FedEx, to get your packages there on time. So give them a big thank you. Even throw them a $50 tip for all the hard work they're doing. But anyway, thank you. Elizabeth, thank you so much. And stay in
contact, okay? Thank you so much. I will. Thank you, Debbie.
Okay, and I'll be in touch with you. And good night, everyone, and have a nice and peaceful evening. Bye-bye.
Bye. Good night. God bless.
Hugs to all of you, okay?
Hugs to you.
You too. Bye-bye.